This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus on Thursday and docked six of its ships at a strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterize Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. Ukrainian officials who launched their own drills on Thursday assailed the impending naval drills, characterizing them as destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Russian officials have denied they plan to invade Ukraine, but diplomatic talks with Western officials have led to a standoff. A day of talks between Ukraine and Russia ended Thursday without progress. These talks are an attempt to end the 8-year conflict between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists. Western governments have been calling on Russia to take steps to de-escalate the crisis and vow to impose swift and severe economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployments in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After talks with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and this is a very dangerous moment. And at stake are the rules that protect every nation, big and small. Britain is strengthening its deployments in Estonia and Poland and is considering further deployments in Southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.